Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. Two for one, no concern for the future. Living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow line dance song.
Hey, Shine Guy Nation, welcome to the show on another Friday afternoon. Some show notes for you if you're looking for some professional wrestling in the next couple of days. Tonight, WCWO at the Outlaw Arena in Indianapolis, Indiana. Coach, what's the address there?
1151 South Kentucky Avenue in Indianapolis, Indiana, brother.
That's the one. FGW, like usual, in Hamilton, Ohio. EPW in Franklin, Ohio. WWE SmackDown Live coming to our backyard in Seattle, Washington tonight. You can find myself and a few other Northwest Pro personalities if you look hard enough there. Tomorrow night, DOA with the 14th anniversary show in Portland, Oregon. WWE will be running Spokane, Washington tomorrow. Wrestling for a Cause in Washington County, Wisconsin. 907 Wrestling in Anchorage, Alaska. VCW in Columbia City, Indiana. WTF in Carmel, Indiana. IPW in Muncie, Indiana. BZW in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. MMWA in St. Louis, Missouri. RWA in Grimsley, Tennessee. GLCW in Merrill, Wisconsin. UCW in Salina, Tennessee. TSW in Barberville, Tennessee. NWP in Terre Haute, Indiana. Naptown All Pro Wrestling in Indianapolis, Indiana. FWF in Warsaw, Indiana. And APW in Pensacola, Florida tomorrow. That one featuring the debut of Cousin Cooter and Chicken. So make sure you go support that if you're anywhere near the area. And Coach, it looks like our guest running just a little bit behind, I believe. But later this month on the 24th, I believe, of the month, verifying, yes, 24th of the month in Connersville, Indiana, the return of World's Finest Wrestling, that, of course, promoted by Keith Miller. It's a fantastic company. You'll see all the World's Finest Wrestling stalwarts there, Aaron Anarchy, Damian Cole, Apollo Starr, lots of other great talent, part of World's Finest Wrestling, so that'll be a good one to make plans to be. But Coach, while we wait, we might as well jump in with some plugs, have you some things to plug, promote.
Yeah, I was going to say, with all of our millions of listeners, you didn't let them know who's on the line there here with you, your ordinary co-host of the show, Turnbuckle Turmoil, been proud and honored to take over for QT. Last week was his birthday. It was nice that he got to call in and ask a few questions. So it was just like old times last week. But
just
to let
like
everybody
old
know,
times last week for sure.
To let everybody know, I'm Coach Mike Jones, the coach with the most, coming at you from coast to coast, live here in beautiful Puyallup, Washington. And then there's Sign Guy. He's so fine. Let me tell you why. He's better than baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie.
Now, Coach, did you ever try that Major League Baseball creation they had for the Field of Dreams game last year, the hot dog apple pie, where they combine the two into one dish?
No, it doesn't sound good to me.
I tried it. It wasn't bad. It was definitely different, but I wouldn't categorize it as bad. Maybe not something you'd want every day, but it was kind of a unique experience.
Okay, yeah, and they can check me out at Coach Mike Jones, the coach with the most. Coach Mike Jones on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Don't forget to check out the Real School Army and the NGW Green Room for interviews from people all over the world. Also, the Seattle Mariners and the Cincinnati Reds organizational report. And then my show tomorrow, every Saturday at noon Pacific, the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast. Episode 15 will be a little later tomorrow. I think it's going to be at 2 o'clock Pacific. By the time the show's over, I'll probably know, though. But
by the time your show was over, or this particular one?
This one, yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, if you didn't know by the time your own show ended, what time it started, there'd be some shenanigans afoot.
Yeah, yeah. And then what do you got coming up tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow I'll be calling into the aforementioned Coach Mike Jones show, and most likely I'll be filming episode 546 of the Sign of the Times tomorrow from an undisclosed location.
Right on, and will Chicken Bob be in the house?
He most likely will be. He took a couple of days off. He wasn't feeling his best, but he's feeling much better now.
Yeah, we heard the Northwest was crying out saying, where's Chicken Bob? They could not believe he wasn't around. My goodness.
Well, he just wasn't feeling his best, but he's feeling better now. Chicken Bob keeping his eyes peeled for that APW show in Florida. Cousin Cooter debuting in Florida. I'm sure Chicken George will be there.
Okay, right on. Nice. And then,
you know, Chicken Bob and Chicken George, they used to be roommates.
Okay, cool. And then who's coming up on this card in Seattle?
The SmackDown card tonight?
Yes, are you going?
I will be there. I was there earlier today to drop off a certain producer slash official and got a bit of a preview. I know I can divulge that there is a five-way women's match, the winner of which will receive a title shot against Liv Morgan's SmackDown's Women's Championship.
Okay, cool. And then I also see you had some announcements with Debashi's Coffee.
It was a hit on the way to the arena today, for sure.
Okay, cool.
No, it was hot, Coach. I had freshly brewed it.
Yeah, they don't have the...
I mean, you could make iced coffee out of it, but I like my coffee like I like my former bookers in Portland, hot and black.
All right. Oh.
Now, Coach, last week we found some coffee there in Puyallup, Washington, one of your favorite towns. Tell them about the coffee I found there.
At the burger joint. It wasn't too bad.
Farmer's Brother. They're the living embodiment of mediocre coffee. Not bad. Not great. It's there.
Okay, yeah, yeah. And then a sign guy puts down the coffee. 9 o'clock at night, he's still asking if I want more coffee.
I couldn't believe you tapped out after a single cup of coffee, Coach.
Well, I was busy getting my ass kicked by Night Ranger and Ann Wilson. That was a great show.
That wasn't a bad show at all. I was surprised you didn't rush down there and grab a green room interview with Night Ranger.
No. Nope, I was fine where I was sitting. It was nice seats. I got to stand up easily if I wanted to. I looked over and Sign Guy's holding on. He was getting his ass kicked so bad, he was holding on. Okay, I caught you.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, But at least I found the coffee.
That's true, yeah. And what about Mr. Miller here?
Have not heard. I'm hoping that old thumbs up Lance Dean didn't do anything underhanded to him.
So tell everybody who he is and what you know about him.
Old thumbs up Lance Dean's a devious fellow, and he's been known to attack sports entertainers and take them out of action with broken ankles and the like.
Well, I knew that. What about Mr. Miller?
Oh, Keith Miller. Yeah, like I was telling you, he is the promoter of World's Finest Wrestling. He's been promoting off and on for well over a decade in the central Indiana region. He's promoted a who's who of some of the very top talent in that area. Fantastic guy, well-liked in the industry. World's Finest Wrestling obviously took some time away during the pandemic and then recently returned. They don't have consistent monthly shows yet, but they're working their way towards that. And the next event, like I said, is the 24th.
Okay. And then here's a question from a longtime listener, Darth Carter. He wants to know if Keith's related to Coach and the Real School Army's longtime manager, the nice man Hank Miller.
I don't believe that there is any relation between the two, but we'll find out.
Okay,
now imagine if the nice man Hank Miller were to buy into World's Finest Wrestling, and it'd be the two Millers running the whole shebang there.
Yeah, then he could put on his Hank Miller Invitational Battle Royal Championship, their logo on the belt.
They sure could. Now, who do you think would win the inaugural Battle Royal if that were to ever happen?
I'm sure Darth Carter wouldn't, because you would make sure of that.
Yeah, I'd stick a thumb in that eye to have a bounty on his head, and he wouldn't last long.
I would imagine the Real School Army, someone from the Real School Army would win that thing. We're taking
Is there
the
a Real School
of,
Army representative at World's Finest Wrestling?
Well, when they come together.
Oh, okay. Well, so you're thinking maybe the nice man Hank Miller himself would win it.
No, he's out of action.
That's what they all say right before they jump back into action.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm
at the curtain, and Don Basher retires. He says, "This is it. I'm retired. I mean it this time. You ignore the 13 other times I've retired. I really mean it this time. Retired. Never again, ever in my entire life will I ever wrestle another wrestling match ever in my entire career." Took off his boots, sat his boots in the ring. Audience is in tears. They're beside themselves. I have to go right through that curtain the very next match. It took a Herculean effort to get the crowd back into the match after the beloved founder of the company retired. You know how long it was before Don Basher got back in the ring, Coach?
I don't.
The very next week.
Oh. Okay. Oh, there was one time it was 16 seconds or something, right?
Well, it was 6 days. He jumped back in 6 days.
Okay.
Like nothing had happened. He didn't miss a show.
All right, yeah.
Yeah. So I went up to him the next time I was there, and I says to Basher, "Mr. Basher," I says, "Yes, son, what is it?" Basher replies. I said, "Would you do a favor for me this time?" He says, "Sure, son, what is it?" I said, "Would you not retire right before I go through the curtain this time?" And he said, "I'm sorry about that. I really thought I was done." I said, "You didn't miss a week."
And then why don't you give the rest of the schedule for your show?
Sure. On our upcoming calendar here, we have coming up Sunday, a little bit of a change in schedule, but we will have Combat Pro Wrestling promoter Yvonne Sieber with us this coming Sunday. Next week, up-and-coming referee Peyton Bowman. If you've been to a show in the Midwest in the last couple of years, you've probably seen him. He's all over the map. The 18th, Wild Man Beast will be joining us. The 23rd, Timothy Bryan, who is the sound producer for World's Finest Wrestling, will be joining us. I don't know that we've ever had a sound producer, but we'll have one on the 23rd. 25th, Anthony Wayne, pro wrestler and referee out of Tennessee. And rounding out this month, Aaron Greider will be with us. He is also all over the map in that Indiana, Kentucky area. You've probably seen him on Ohio Valley Wrestling. And then next month, we kick off Fan Month, Coach. Are you excited for Fan Month?
I am. I put in a couple candidates.
Yeah, absolutely. We might have more to add because some people had tentative schedules, so they're not set in stone, but we do have a full slate already. On the 2nd of October, David Wills will be rejoining the show to kick off Fan Month. You know what pro wrestling is to David Wills, Coach?
I don't.
It's still real to him, damn it. That's guy.
Okay.
Then on the 7th of October, we have pro wrestler Sherry Roy joining us. On the 9th, longtime professional wrestling fan and the co-author of the Bushwhackers' newest autobiography, John Crother, will join us. On the 14th, D-Ray 3000, formerly of TNA Pro Wrestling, Shark Boy's old partner. The 16th, Marcus Fine, and if you've been to a professional wrestling show in the last 25 plus years in Indiana, you most likely have seen Marcus Fine in the crowd. 21st, Dewey Murray will be joining us. The 23rd, pro wrestling fan out of Alaska, Stacy Day. And then rounding out the month on the 30th, we have Darla Staggs. She is a CAC member, has been around professional wrestling well over 40 years as a fan. And on the 28th, I cannot divulge it, but we are in talks with a major television network to get a return guest on the show. As soon as that gets solidified, either way, I will let you know. But we're holding the 28th until we hear from the network people. You know how it is with those network types, Coach.
Yes, for sure. So it's all booked up. The people I suggested didn't make it. What about we get a one Buddha special for them?
We could do that. We might even add some people on the existing shows to kind of build it up. I know you had some people, and then I had a few people say they would not know their schedule until close to time. So we might have a plethora of extra guests on Fan Month. So keep your eyes and ears open for that.
Okay, that sounds fun. Yeah. Love the fans.
Absolutely. It would be very depressing if there weren't any. We'd be wrestling in front of nobody. Not that that didn't happen for like 2 years recently, but still.
Yeah, and then other exciting news from over here in our camp. One of our main sponsors, A-Plus Payless Handyman Services, has just launched. And they're available for all your handyman services, any type of repairs or job, building repairs, no job too big or too small. And they're a huge sponsor of the NGW Green Room, the Real School Army, myself, the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast. So we're really grateful for them, and we want to see them go nationwide.
Now, Coach, have you ever had them come over and hang a picture on your wall?
No, but they also can do all your general contracting services.
Well, there you go. If you have a general contract, you know who to call.
Exactly.
Well, Coach, I don't think Keith is going to make it. He must have been caught up in some other business because he did confirm earlier. I think that Thumbs Up Lance Dean had something to do with it. You know how that guy is.
Well, give him the shot again.
I just did.
Okay, you just did. Are you calling the
show? I guess we'll wrap it up a little bit early since Keith didn't make it. I guess I'll head down to the arena a little bit early. J.D. Masson's going to be down there. I'm hoping his kids will buy me a cup of coffee.
And you're welcome to get us some green rooms. Remember
that? J.D. Masson's kids?
You can make bonus money from those.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that'll be
all right. I'll say, hey, J.D. Masson's kids, here's an extra dollar in it for you. We'll split it a little bit. Yeah. Now, Coach, have you ever been kicked in the shins by any of J.D. Masson's children?
No, thank goodness.
It hurts a lot. They're stiff.
Well, I bet they are. You learn from the best, not as in being
stiff. Yeah, they're like, hey, I want to learn how to work stiff. And J.D.'s like, I know just the guy to teach you.
No, I meant that isn't he knows how to teach his kids how to make them count.
Yeah. And apparently I've been booked to officiate one of his kids' first matches, apparently against the son of the Lumberjack. You know the Lumberjack.
I do. Is he going to be there tonight?
I cannot confirm or deny Lumberjack being there, but I do know at least one NWP regular going to be backstage. He had extra duties tonight.
Okay. Hey, and then what about the NGW Green Room with a bunch of interviews and promotion at the Puyallup Fair this last weekend?
So
and,
you did go up Night Ranger.
Of course. And then Sign Guy and myself went to Night Ranger and Ann Wilson. That show was amazing. And then
she did a little bit of David Bowie.
Yeah. Yep. A little bit of The Who and then a couple Led Zeppelin songs. Going to California and Love Rain on Me and then Rock and Roll. And then what David Bowie? I forgot.
She threw in a little snippet of David Bowie, not even a full song, but she did like the chorus of a couple of David Bowies, and she threw in a Queen song at one point, too.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Love of My Life, I believe.
Okay, yeah, she did play the full Love Rain on Me, Going to California, and Rock and Roll, though. She played those full songs. Yeah. Yeah, and then nice that Night Ranger played Damn Yankees. That was pretty cool on their 40th anniversary tour.
They definitely did.
And then, you know, of course, I've got over 700 shows. What about you now?
I got a fair number going myself. An episode 546 of the Sign of the Times coming up. Hopefully that translates to people subscribing to it because it makes Stompin' Steve nervous when people don't subscribe. He's got a nervous stomach. All that pretzels and cheese float around it.
And it makes Chicken Bob really happy.
Yeah.
And then Mama Sign Guy and the kitties really like that too.
I'm sure they do indeed.
You know?
Coach, we also forgot to bring this up, but if anyone missed it, it's been made official. I'm fighting that idiot Darth Carter on the 1st of October at the Bethel School Days event.
Oh, yes. Yes. And then
I might just rip his eye out of his head. You want an eye, Coach? I can give you his eye.
Yeah, there's been a bunch of matches already signed. Real School Army has got signed so far Moondog Ace signed for two matches against two of the toughest opponents in the Northwest. Jackson Bourne from the MRT, where John Davidson was down there and threw out the challenge. Well, actually, we threw out the open challenge, and he accepted down there. And then Squatch was roaming around. He decided to accept Moondog Ace's challenge. I go there to get a promo from Squatch. All of a sudden, I hear the branches breaking across the street. I look over, and here comes Squatch breaking through the branches on his way over to the fair there. And I was like, okay, there he is.
You know, here's an interesting fact, Coach. At the most recent Woo America show, Moondog Ace was in a multi-team match. You were managing said match, in fact. Do you know who Squatch was tag team partners with in that match? Do you recall it?
Remind me one more time of the match.
It was the six-way tag team match at Woo America over at the Peninsula Civic Center.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Remember who Squatch teamed with that night?
Darth Carta was in there. Yes, I was
thrashing
for
you. Darth Carta. I can't believe Squatch lowered himself that far, but he did. It did not pay off for him.
No, it didn't. And I was doing my deed like always, just crushing out Darth Carta and making sure I get him booked in matches while you referee, or booked in matches with you, all of the above. And then you seem to put the boots to him every time.
Yeah, I hate that idiot. Hate him. I'm going to rip his eye out on the first probably, and I'll toss you his eye. It'll be like when Rey Mysterio fought Seth Rollins.
Okay, and then did you get a chance to listen to all the Green Room interviews, the one with Chris Rizik returned to the Green Room? Did you hear it?
That one hurt me in my liver.
Yeah, apparently he doesn't like, he's a Darth Carter fan.
Which is weird because he fought him multiple times too. He even helped me put the boots to Darth Carter once.
Do you know if Darth Carter ever beat him?
I don't believe that he ever has, but I know they've had multiple matches.
Okay. Yeah, so I think he might show up just to manage Darth Carter.
That's possible. You never know with the Bethel School Days. That event, for the people not familiar, it is part of a festival to raise money for the Bethel School District and PWF. Under Randy Taylor, host wrestling matches throughout the entire day. They start at like 8 in the morning, go through 4 or 5 in the afternoon, and just every so often a wrestling match will start up, and you never know who's going to stop by the event and get booked spur of the moment.
Yeah, and then we got a couple other challenges for the Real School Army. That Sunny Days, if you guys checked out the promos from the fair this last weekend at the Washington State Fair in my hometown, we did the Puyallup, baby. Sunny Days has an open challenge also. So she put a shout-out to Kelsey, the Juice Box Kid, to challenge her for ABC Days, and we also threw a challenge out to Malaya Hasaka, which we are currently in talks with Malaya Hasaka on getting this match officially signed. And it also comes with more than just the match, that the NGW Green Room and the Real School Army will be sponsoring this match, which also includes her to be on two podcasts, which includes the Turnbuckle Turmoil and my personal show, the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast with Malaya, and then two interviews at least, one with herself and one with the NGW Green Room. We're in talks to get that finalized with the next week here. But Sunny Days has open challenge. And Wild Lyle, of course, he will be taking care of business himself. He has a three-way challenge that he's had out there with Viento and Chuck Payne. Looks to be like that match is almost officially signed again. It was signed in other locations, but those shows got canceled. But I'm excited to see that also. Also, Wild Lyle has agreed to face Darth Carter in a title match, too, because he's sick of that
guy. Oh,
that'll
be exciting. If he
wrestles
Wild Lyle first, that'll be exciting. If not, I can't guarantee he'll make it to Wild Lyle.
I know, huh? So you're right. You're going to have to let the promoter know that, because it is important, not just that he gets softened up for you. Like you said, he won't make it to two matches. You're right.
I'll fight Wild Lyle if he needs an opponent. If that idiot Darth Carter doesn't survive, which he won't, I'll have two good eyes. I can see him coming.
Hey, there you go. Maybe that'll work. You could fill in if Darth Carter can't make it. You're right. You could fill in, maybe.
Yeah.
Yes.
I may even have Congo Kong make me a new set of gear, because I have a feeling I'm going to have blood smeared all over my new wrestling gear.
Yeah, and then Moondog Ace, of course, he called out Squatch. Squatch answered the call, but of course Squatch don't speak in his promos, which I didn't realize that.
More of a growl.
I found out he didn't even growl. He just knocked on the table, so I sort of figured it out on the fly there. All right,
well,
then you got the mayor.
I did hear from Keith Miller. He's alive and well. He's all right. But some shenanigans went afoot, so we will reschedule with Keith. And I guess we'll wrap this up. I'll head to the arena. Anything we need to get out in closing as we put a bow on this one?
Yeah, let's at least take a quick look at the baseball. Been exciting year. The Reds have made a big turnaround since their 3-22 first month there. Today, the Mariners are hosting the world champion Atlanta Braves today. And I think Robbie Ray's on the mound. And then let's see the Reds. The Reds are in Milwaukee. The Reds are 55-80 now, and Milwaukee's 73-65. Okay, and the Mariners are 77-60, 17 games over 500. Atlanta's 86-51. And pitching today for the Mariners is Robbie Ray, 12-8 with a 3.45, and the Braves are going with Charlie Morton, 7-5 with a 4.01. And let me see, I'll just go over the pitchers for the Reds real quick. Okay, the Reds are going with their outstanding left-handed rookie, Nick Lodolo, 3-5 with a 3.95 ERA. And the Brewers are going with Jason Alexander, 2-2 with the 5.03. And that's at American Family Field in Milwaukee today. All right, Sign, we'll let you go, buddy. I know you're a busy man.
All right, well, if you see me at the arena tonight, come say hello. If you're J.D. Masson's kids, don't kick me in the shin. You can buy me a coffee, though. A coffee is acceptable. No shin kicks. They hurt. You're stiff.
Exactly. And the second I figure out the time for my show tomorrow, I'll text you.
All right. Yeah, that'd be an important thing to know.
Exactly. Thanks, everybody.
All right, everybody, get out there. Support your local independents wherever they may be. Lots going on this week. Happy 14th anniversary to DOA down in Portland. And we will talk to you Sunday when we have Yvonne with us for, I believe, the third time. So everybody stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.